This is Kaya.
And this is Meg, and we're Plum Vision.
And you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg.
Thank you.
And our burning question is, will Minnie Leeds and Leroy Gals meet up with each other and have a romantic night? And how much does Maxi Scoops and Lester Girls knows about this? How much? Maybe they know everything about it. Know this, you are listening to Comic Book Radio Theater! It's a part of the late night broadcasting lineup here. Saturday night is Comic Book Radio Theater Night. All right. I've been your guest. Not your guest. You're my guest. I'm your host, Martin R. Howell. That's how it goes. I am currently reading to you The Trouble with Girls, number 12. Published in, February of 1990. That's what you get right now. I find it a most entertaining tale. A lot of goof ups happening here. Yep. All right, let me jerk around and tell you this as well. When I go for my vocal breaks, and I need them because it's getting late. We'll listen to music from, who are we going to listen to? They had new recordings back in February of 1990. We'll hear from the Cowboy Junkies, Alan Jackson, the Black Crowes. They'll be live in concert from Atlanta. And then lastly, who were the Rave Ups? We'll hear from them. Cowboy Junkies, Alan Jackson, the Black Crowes, and the Rave Ups. That's what you'll get. All right, I'll get me back into reading to you The Trouble with Girls, numbers 12, from February of 1990. All right, I explained myself enough. Don't over-explain yourself, darn it. It's late at night. People want things right in the face. Abrupt. Right? Or maybe they don't. I don't know. I don't know you. You don't know me. We don't know each other. But let's get to know each other on CKUW 95.9 FM Late Night Radio. We are your commercial-free alternative. Thanks for listening. Thanks.
Train to Manitoba. She said, I'm never coming back. Now she's flying to New England. She said, he's a better man. I saw her on Young Street with a toque in her left hand. She was singing for her money. She was singing 'cause she can.
Oh, Maggie, babe, here's a we'll be right back.
Comic Book Radio Theater. This is CKUW. Wait! I don't even know your name!
My name. My name is Minnie Leeds. What's yours?
I'm Leroy Gals. And then she was gone. Back at Maxi Scoop's hotel room in Mexico.
Jesus, what's wrong with me? I almost sent that handsome guy away today. Is Lucy right about me? Is it true that I'm afraid of men in non-professional situations? But I've got to lick this. My undercover assignment is over with, and now I'm on vacation. I'm here to have a good time. I'm here to meet a guy. It just seems funny going to meet him in the disguise I used on my assignment. But this is how he knows me, with this black wig. And not only that, it feels funny going to meet a stranger, period. For a while there, I almost thought I was falling in love with Lester Girls. But no, that's utterly ridiculous.
Gotten into me. I feel like a school kid. Have I really fallen in love with this strange woman while in my secret identity as Leroy Gals? Strange. For a while there, I almost start to think I was falling in love with that crazy Maxi Scoops. But that's absurd! What could I see in that? But my reverie was suddenly cut short. Here she comes running out of the moonlight, like school's just broken out.
I didn't know you were so little.
I'm taller than Harlan Ellison.
You're prettier, too.
You really like me, Leroy?
Uh-huh.
Paco.
What's that?
Little.
No, Paco.
Maxie would never kiss me with such sweetness. Mwah! Mm.
that fruit cake, Lester Girls would never be so passionate. What a kiss! My head is spinning, Leroy. We don't even know each other yet. How can you be so sure you like me?
Beats me! I just know it isn't here, my heart! Maybe it's because I sense you're a gal with her feet on the ground, not one of those rabid career women who puts her job above everything else!
Maxie Scoops in her disguise as Minnie Leeds thinks to herself.
Oh, God. He's describing my other half. What if he should hate me when he learns who I really am?
And you, Minnie? You like me?
Oh, yes. You're manly and exciting, yet you don't strike me as obtenuously sort of clown who would always be trying to get his name in the papers. But at the same time, you're no square. I don't think you're the kind of man who would want to run around to a dull little town and bury his head in the sand.
Lester Girls, in his disguise, as Leroy Gals, ponders to himself.
Oh, God! Can you believe that? She doesn't like the kind of man I am in real life. Neither of them.
It's kind of scary, isn't it, Leroy? To meet someone and feel like you're falling, like you're really like, you know, you like him so quickly.
Well, have you read any of James M. Cain's novels?
That night, I couldn't fall asleep. I knew that sooner or later, I would have to reveal my real identity to Minnie. And the prospect scared the hell out of me. But that's ridiculous. It's me she likes, not a pair of wire-rimmed glasses. Hell, yes, I'll come clean with her tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. But when the next day dawned, sunny and warm, and we rushed into each other's arms on the hot sand beach, and we swam together in the salty, choppy waves, and I felt her luxurious smoothness of her skin under my fingers, I knew that I didn't have the courage to spill the guts. I was terrified.
Maxie Scoops in her disguise as Minnie Leeds, and Lester Girls in his disguise as Leroy Gals, sit at an outdoor table outside a cafe.
He'll stop liking me if I tell him who I really am. Oh God, I can see the look of horror on his face when I tell him I'm really Maxie Scoot. A career-driven woman who's forgotten what it means to have anything but a career. To know me better. Maybe if I were sure he cared for me, then I could tell him the truth. If we could only get out of town, go someplace where we could be alone, together, whether anywhere, where we could even, I don't know, I'm confused.
Leroy, let's take a trip somewhere up in the countryside, somewhere, anywhere.
See, that is a swell idea, and there's a car rental place at my hotel.
That was a swell idea of Minnie's. Gotta hand it to her. The countryside was lonely and dramatic, with big clouds building on top of rugged hills. It was like there was no one else in the world but us.
Oh, Leroy. I've never felt such peace, so free of pressures and deadlines.
Deadlines? Huh? What sort of work do you do anyway? You've hardly told me anything about yourself.
Oh, yes. Well, I want to put this just right, Leroy. I don't want you to get any kind of wrong picture of me. You see, I'm
a thunderstorm and lightning storm has just happened. Before Maxie Scoops, in her disguise as Minnie Leeds, can spill the beans.
Affection for each other that we hardly even noticed this tropical storm brewing up. We better head back.
Maxie Scoops, still in her disguise as Minnie Leeds, sadly contemplates to herself.
So, the elements have prevented me from telling the truth. Is there some kind of message in that?
As soon as we find a wide place, we better turn around. Dirt roads are terrible places to be in a mudslide! No! Their car caught in a mudslide. Lester Girls does some quick thinking and some fast action.
Leroy, watch out!
Hang on!
You were so quick. It's as if you knew just what to do.
What? Oh, no, 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 no. Just luck. Just dumb luck, I guess.
And lucky for me, I spotted that church.
A church? Maybe we can find shelter there.
But when we got there,
it's locked. Darn. I don't think anyone's in there.
Well, we'll just have to break down the doors then.
But, Minnie, B&E, break into a church, you don't need it.
Oh, come on. It's the house of God, isn't it? Haven't you seen Mexicans bring in their burros and their chickens? Surely humans aren't meant to be kept out when they need shelter, too.
Oh, gosh! I never thought of it in that way. Well, here goes nothing.
Lester Girls, disguised as Leroy Gals, busts open the doors of the church, and they enter inside.
Now, let's see if we can find some lights or candles at least.
Boy, she sure is coming on strong.
She's just sure of herself, I'm sure. And that's resourceful, domestically competent. Not like that pushy Maxi Scoops.
Sure was hard to talk him into this. Almost as if, oh. But no, he's just a man with strong values, a sense of tradition, and a code for the living. Not like that cornball Lester Girls.
Minnie figured that since we'd gone this far, we should go all the way. She rustled up some altar boy clothing so we could get out of our wet clothes. And while I set about building a fire with some trash I found in the garbage.
Look what I found. I figured we might as well make a party of this.
Wine and bread, communion.
Oh, well, if you think.
Hush. Don't think. Why don't you take off those glasses, Leroy? They're covered with rainwater.
But. I can't see the fire if I...
You don't need to see the fire to feel the heat.
But no!
Ah!
You are listening to a reading of The Trouble with Girls, number 12, February, the year 1990.
And you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Daddy won a radio. He tuned it to a country show. I was rocking in the cradle to the crying of a steel guitar. Mama used to sing to me. She taught me that sweet harmony. Now she worries cause she never thought I'd ever really take it this far. Singing in the bars and chasing that neon rainbow. Living that honky-tonk dream. Cause all I've ever wanted is to pick his guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody. Just want to be heard and sing. I'm chasing that neon rainbow. Living that honky-tonk dream. An atlas and a coffee cup. Five pickers and an old Dodge truck. Heading down to Houston Bar Show on Saturday night. This overhead is killing me. the time I sing for free. But when the crowd's into it, Lord, it makes the thing I'm doing seem right. Standing in the spotlight, chasing that neon rainbow, I'm living that honky-tonk dream. 'Cause all I've ever wanted is to pick his guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody, just wanna be heard and seen. I'm chasing that neon rainbow, living that honky-tonk dream. Got a radio he wanted 30 years ago. He said, son, I just know we're gonna hear you singing on it someday. Well, I made it up to Music Row. Lord, it ought to wheels turn slow. Still, I wouldn't trade a minute. I wouldn't have it any other way. Just show me to the stage. I'm chasing that neon rainbow. All I've ever wanted is to pick this guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody, just want to be heard and seen. Chasing that neon rainbow, living that honky-tonk dream. Oh, I'm chasing that neon rainbow, living that honky-tonk.
You are listening to a reading of The Trouble with Girls, number 12, February 1990. We now return to Comic Book Radio Theater. This is CKUW.
But no! What?
Behind you.
Well, for God's sakes, it's just the poor old iguana. He must have come in through the broken door we made.
Oh, it startled me. Feeling a little hungry, and I understand that Mexicans eat those iguanas all the time, or at least Richard Burton did.
Oh yeah. Too bad my pal Apache did. I have this friend who would know how to cook it, but I wouldn't know how to do that. So luckily, I never go on an outing without bringing a couple of bologna sandwiches with me.
Yes, lucky.
I never knew such peace. As we munched on our slices of Oscar Mayer and listened to the rain pound on the old church?
Okay, so his taste is kinda dull. I shouldn't have been so picky all the time.
I could never kill that little critter. Nah, I never killed an iguana. It protected my secret from Minnie, and maybe that was a sign from nature. would she do? What would Minnie really do if she ever met Lester Girls? What would she...
Both Maxi Scoops and Lester Girls falls asleep in each other's arms, while both in their disguises morning, we got a ride back with a friendly farmer. But that afternoon, I made up my mind. I knew what I had to do. I had a date with Minnie at an outdoor cafe. She was going to see the real me. I won't tell her that I'm really Leroy Gals. I'll just contrive to her to see. I'll just contrive for her to see Lester Girls. As if I'm a stranger, you know? And see how she reacts. Well, that's where she'll be, right at that corner where we said we'd meet. Here goes nothing, and maybe everything too. I hope Leroy doesn't mind waiting a few minutes before Minnie shows up. Because first, I have to see how he'll react to Maxi Scoops. I have to make myself so obvious. But I'm good at that. I'll pretend to be investigating another story. Let everyone in the cafe see my real personality. And then what will happen? Will he be intrigued by me? Or will she run away screaming? Lester Girls and Maxi Scoops meet each other at the corner of the street at the exact same time. You! What are you doing here? Are you following me? I wouldn't follow you if you were the last major news item on Earth. You better not, because I came to Mexico precisely to get away from nonsense like you. What are you doing here anyway? I'm undercover on a major assignment, if it's any of your beeswax.
Across the street, in a darkened alley, a strange man with sunglasses on notices the two. He wonders to himself, and gets onto a walkie-talkie to make a call. This seems ominous.
This is Baltimore. Come in, this is Bear. I've sighted our targets, coordinates as follow.
So, Another big career move, huh? Well, I'm just glad all women aren't like you. As Lester Girls walks off, he thinks to himself, funny, she kind of reminds me of Minnie's leads. I guess Maxie could almost be likable if she wasn't such a creep.
Well, you aren't exactly what I look for in a man either.
As Lester Girls walks away from Maxie Scoops, Maxie thinks to herself,
it's weird how much this clown's got in common with Leroy Gals. Just goes to show you, it's all the little things that make a man desirable or not.
The same cafe as me? Hey, why don't you go eat someplace else? I'm gonna meet a sweet young lady here, and I don't want her to be spoiled by you. Whoa! Wait! What was that? Oh no! Oh no! How could they have gotten here so fast? The stockbrokers! Run, Maxie, run! I'm the only one they want, but Lester! I can't risk getting killed now that Leroy is in my life. But God, I hope nothing happens to the big chump. Take care, Lester.
You are listening to a reading of The Trouble with Girls, number 12, February, the year 1990.
I'm Just a thing I want to. Don't you think I would? Just think I'd tell you, baby, if I only could. You might act crazy. You might just too proud. I'm just plain lazy.
I'm Nyla. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Take me away and I bankroll you. Send me a
Coming on up to the 5 o'clock hour, good morning to you. If you've stuck it out with us all late night, I'm your host, Martin R. Howell. I've been with you till 1 a.m., since 1 a.m., I should say. And I go with you to 6 in the morning. We don't got much more time, and I don't got much more energy either for reading more comic books. Plus, last, I was just shot at. That's unfair, totally unfair. But I will get through it on Comic Book Radio Theater. We didn't really need that background music, because I'm here for...